This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, February the 4th, 2018. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:15 is like I promised. I'm back and we're ready to talk sports. Let's go. Where are we going to go first? Let's go to men's college basketball. Yesterday, Virginia 59, Syracuse 44, Purdue 78, Rutgers 76. Upset. Unranked St. John's defeated Duke, ranked number 4, 81-77. Michigan State 63, Indiana 60, Xavier 96, Georgetown 91. I've been looking to see how Pat Ewing's been doing in his first year coaching at Georgetown, and they are 13-9 on the season. not bad. And I guess Pat will have his first full recruiting season at the end of this season. So hopefully things will improve. Oklahoma State upset Kansas, who's ranked number 7, 84-79. Cincinnati 65, UConn 57. Upset. Unranked Washington defeated Arizona, ranked number 9, 78-75. Texas Tech 83, TCU 71. Auburn 93, Vanderbilt 81. Upset. Unranked Texas defeated Oklahoma, who ranked number 12, 79-74. St. Mary's 65, San Diego 62, Gonzaga 68, BYU 60, West Virginia 89, Kansas State 51, Tennessee 94, Mississippi 61, North Carolina 96, Pittsburgh 65, Clemson 75, Wake Forest 67. Upset. Missouri, unranked, defeated Kentucky, ranked number 21, 69-60. Upset. Unranked Alabama defeated Florida, who was ranked number 23, 68-50. And Michigan, 76. Minnesota, 73. That game went into overtime. Well, since we had men's college basketball, let's look at the ladies. Yesterday, Baylor 90, Texas Tech 44, Texas 92, TCU 65, Ohio State 68, Wisconsin 55, Green Bay 75, Wright State 68, Oklahoma upset, number 21, West Virginia 76-57, this is women's college basketball, and Oklahoma State 92. And Kansas 63. 418 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet. Streaming live, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, February the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Happy birthday, Scott.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. I have to apologize. I left some of my material at home, and so therefore we won't have a weather forecast later on in the program because I don't have that information. And there's some sports stuff that I don't have with me either. So we're going to have to tough our way through the final 20, 35 minutes of the program. So bear with us, folks. I do know it is 28 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And it's clear and cool. And as I can recall, previous information that I heard about the weather, it's going to be clear today. I don't think there's going to be any precipitation in the forecast. So, therefore, let's go with it from there. Okay, 425 is the WMFO Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in that sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We began with the men's and women's college basketball scores. And so let's go to the NBA. Clippers 113. I should get some background music here, right? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, and then lower it down. I'll get the hang of this stuff. Clippers 113, the Bulls 103. Pistons 111, and the Heat 107. Pacers 100, and the 76ers 92. Wizards 115 and the Magic 98. The Rockets 120 and the Cavaliers 88. The T-Wolves 118 and the Pelicans 107. The Jazz 120 and the Spurs 111. Nuggets 115 and the Warriors 108. The Mavs 106 and the Kings 99. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired of all the whining coming out of Cleveland and LeBron James and all the other people out there and that shipwreck that's going down faster than you can, than the Titanic, I guess you could say. But hey, they got the results of what was on the horizon anyway. The fact that the rumors were out there that LeBron was not going to resign and stay in Cleveland, and that he and his wife were checking out schools in California. You know, hey, there you go. And Kyrie Irving did the smart thing by requesting a trade to get out of there, and the fact that Danny Ainge was going to give Cleveland the best package they could possibly get. Even more than they deserved, really. It worked out really well for the Celtics and not so good for Cleveland. But I don't feel sorry for them. You know, they've made this big deal about, well, the regular season doesn't count and we can take it easy until the games really matter. As long as we get into the playoffs, we can hold our own even if we don't have home court advantage. Well, hey. The other teams in the league have players who can play as well. And so, therefore, they're showing you that, hey, you don't win on past laurels. You don't win on what you've done in the past. You got to put it out there every single day. As Brad Stevens and Bill Belichick always say, it's the next game we're focused on. And if you're not going to focus on the next game and try to win every game that you possibly can, then, hey, what you're getting is what you deserve. Like I said, I feel no sorrow at all for them. Okay, I'm looking a little further at the NBA since I don't have all my stuff. I'm a little surprised by the Clippers and the Pistons trade. Seems like it worked out yesterday. I didn't get the stats for who did what in the game. But I thought the Pistons were very happy to get Avery Bradley. I guess maybe they thought they weren't going to be able to re-sign him at the end of the year since the team was still struggling. And he was not only going to go and make more money, but also play for a much better team at the end of the year. Then he had some personal problems out there. I don't know all the details about that. Some off-the-court issues from last year that hung over into this year. And seemed like the whatever the situation was, he tried to settle it out of court just to keep his family and his name out of the paper. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But obviously, the Clippers were glad to get a hold of him. And even though they signed Griffin to a big contract, he'll probably put some people in the seats out there in Detroit, but they're not going to win any titles, either with the way they were or with the addition. So that's it for you Detroit fans as far as progressing in basketball is concerned. Now, talking about progressing, I is a little stunned that the Celtics were able to get Greg Monroe. Actually, I lost track of Greg Monroe. When Greg Monroe came into the NBA, I thought he was going to be a top-level player. Perhaps the teams he was on didn't allow him to be a top-level player, but he's still only 28 years old. That's what shocked me. And now if you add Greg Monroe to the Celtics' backcourt and off the bench initially, probably isn't going to start right off the bat, but he's going to give you, along with Daniel Theis and Aaron Baines, a pretty good three-headed monster when it comes to, being able to play big men consistently. Baines has had problems, and maybe even Theis has had problems also with foul trouble, but that's not going to be a major concern anymore because you got three guys you can throw out there. And Monroe is certainly going to give you, because of his knowledge of the league, he's going to give you more inside scoring, a rim protector. He's not going to go outside and shoot any three-point shots, but neither is Baines, Theis would. But it certainly makes the Celtics' back bench a lot better than it has been. And I guess if you're going to talk Celtics, you can't ignore the work that Terry Rozier has been doing the last two games. With all the injuries, Terry Rozier was gone out there. He's carved out a place on the Celtics roster right now as the number three guard on the ball club. You figure Irving's the starting point guard. Brown is the starting shooting guard. And Terry Rozier can come in at either one of those positions and do bang-up work. First game as a starter, he got a triple-double. Second game as a starter showed that it was not any, that was not a mirage. He got 31 points. And that's with, Marcus Smart out with the hand injury. And Marcus Morris with a hip injury. Irving with the contusion and of the calf, I believe it is. And he took the team on his back. Now, they weren't playing stellar teams, but what he's shown is that if you give him time, playing time on the floor, he's gonna pass the ball, he's gonna score, he's gonna rebound. He's one of the fastest men up court on after gathering a long rebound, a deep rebound, and beating people down the court. They're running and he's dribbling. I did not see this. And I was, concerned. Not thinking that Danny got the best out of his pick there when he got Smart and Rozier, who to me were middle of the pack shooters, not pretty good defenders, good passes, but not going to get you a whole lot of offense consistently. And with the hand injury that didn't have to be an injury, it worked out well for the Celtics because Terry Rozier has proven that he is, like I said, he moved into the number three position and maybe even number two position on the club as far as the backcourt is concerned. Certainly number two position as far as the point guard position is concerned. He's gone beyond Marcus Smart. You can go in, that still means that Marcus will play at the shooting guard position and still give you the tough D on the bigger guards and the small forwards and things like that. But Terry Rozier, and I didn't know about it before, but I guess everybody wants to improve their lot in life. And Terry has made it clear, I guess, in some circles, that he's looking to be a starting point guard on some team. Whether it's Boston or not, I don't know. Hopefully, it's Boston. But if not, then maybe guys like Jabari Bird, and other people that they might get in the draft. They're talking about Tyreke Evans as a possible pickup. I wouldn't trade the whole world for Evans, who's has never been a stellar player. But here again, he's a veteran coming off the bench, not that old, and certainly would add offense and defense to the club if they can get him. We'll see. Someone said that if we give them our first round pick, the Celtics first round pick, which is going to be high in the lottery this year coming up. But hold on to that LA pick and see where we go from there. That should be a pretty good move for the Celtics and Danny Ainge. 4:36 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 4th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Thank you.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed 5 times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them, right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, N.A. Brown, Perspective on Sports. 444 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, Canadiens 5 and the Ducks 2. Senators 4 and the Flyers 3. That was a shootout. Bruins 4 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Blues 1 and the Sabres zip. The Panthers 3 and the Red Wings 2. New Jersey 3 and the Penguins 1. Islanders 4 and the Blue Jackets 3. The Jets 3 and the Avalanche zip. The Stars 6 and the Wild 1. The Predators 5 and the Rangers 2. Lightning 4 and the Canucks 2. The Flames 4 and the Blackhawks 3. That was an overtime game. And the Kings 6 and the Coyotes zip. In that Bruins game, at 4:29 in the first period, Bergeron got his 22nd goal of the year with assist from Heinen. Bruins 1 and the Maple Leafs zip. At 8:03, Marner got his 9th goal of the year on the power play with assist from Riley and Kadri. And that tied the score at 1-1 after the first period. At 9:22 of the second period, Pastrnak got his 21st goal of the year on the power play with assists from Krug and Heinen. Bruins 2 and the Maple Leafs 1. At 16:47 of the second period, Krug got his 3rd goal of the year on the power play with assists from Zarnik and Krejci. Bruins 3. And the Maple Leafs won. In 18:29 of the third period, this is hockey, Donnelly. 18:21 of the third period, Shala got his 7th goal of the year with assists from Rask and Chara. That might have been an open netter. I'm not really sure. But anyway, Bruins 4 and the Maple Leafs 1. And like I said, I have to apologize. I left a lot of my material at home. And so, therefore, the last time I looked, the Bruins were 5 points behind Tampa Bay. And Tampa did not play, so I would say off the top of my head, which is not a good place to be. Oh, maybe the Tampa Bay did win. So, the Bruins are probably Lightning 4 and the Canucks 2. Okay. The Bruins are probably 5 points behind Tampa Bay. Okay, 4:48 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in some sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. Okay, 4:51, we're back here at the Brown Perspective on Sports, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Final minutes of the February 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And if you didn't know, but before we get into that, got a comment on the Boston Bruins, who, like I said, are in second place, I believe, 5 points behind Tampa Bay. And at one point, I believe, back in November, the Bruins were about 15 points behind Tampa Bay. And so they have been one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League. And I guess they're sort of like mirroring, although they didn't do it in the same way, the Boston Celtics, who after their first two losses got off to a 16-game winning streak and have maintained the top record in the NBA East. The Bruins started off slowly and have been, like I said, on fire since I guess into December and into January, and even right now, like I said, 5 points behind Tampa Bay. I think there were 3 points behind the third place team, and I can't remember. Like I said, I apologize. I left a lot of all my stats and weather forecasts and everything like that at home, and so therefore, I can't tell you. But hats off to the Bruins, hats off to the Celtics. That means from now to spring, we should be doing pretty well by us for ourselves. And what, next week, I believe it is, pitchers and catchers report to spring training. How about that, sports fans? I can't believe it, but it's okay by me. That means the weather will probably be improving. Okay, now that out of the way, if you didn't know, today is Super Bowl Sunday. And if you weren't here last week, I conceded graciously to my son, Scott, who beat me out by 4 games as we, you know, picked the winners of the NFL games during the week. And I think Bill came in third. And last time I looked, I think Kyle and Kenny were tied for holding up the pack. And so we're hopefully going to get together and have a little brunch or whatever. And maybe I even mentioned maybe we might go to the Celtics game if we can get our schedules to untangle and see what happens. Okay, now Patriots and the Eagles in the big game of the year, Super Bowl Sunday. I think everybody's picking the Patriots. Kenny said from the day one he's not going to pick against the Patriots, no matter where he finishes in our little race. Okay, so there you go. You know who's Kenny's picking, and I'm pretty sure everybody else is going with the Patriots as well. Now, I think that the whole tenure of the game today could rest upon whether the Patriots can shut down the Eagles' running game. The Eagles have a J.A. from Miami, which I thought was a steal, and they asked him to LeGarrette Blount, and they have another guy named Clement, I believe. So they have 3 running backs that they can fire out there. And off the play action pass that makes Foles, you know, at his best. Now, the Patriots held the running backs from the Titans and the Jaguars under control. And then they started blitzing, and that made it even more uncomfortable for them. And Patriots came out on top in both of those games. And I think if the defense can do it again today, the Patriots, you know, should win fairly handily. And if they do it, you know, early on, this could get ugly real quick. So I got the Patriots over the Eagles. Seeing them shutting down their running game, and the Patriots formula that they used last year against the Atlanta Falcons in their comeback win, plus what they've done in the first 2 playoff games this year, is that when they go to their hurry up offense later on in the ball game, it gets the other team's defense with their tongues hanging out. So if we can get some protection for Tom Brady, I think it's going to be a very, very nice game for the New England Patriots. Championship number 6. Put them right up there in the top echelon. I didn't look to see who got the MVP for the year at the awards show. I had to get some sleep. I had a big day yesterday, and so therefore, just let it go. I'll find out later on, and we'll yak about it next week, Lord willing. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 4th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Last Sunday, we started the countdown of the top 200 hits on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. So we're going to continue with part 2 of the countdown. We can go as far as we possibly can. As I announced last week, the last Sunday in the month of March is Palm Sunday. So hopefully we'll get as close to 200 as we possibly can by then. And if not, after Resurrection Sunday, which is the first Sunday in April, we will pick right up until we get to number 1. So We invite you to stay tuned. Great Goplin music when we do the countdowns, because we're playing the best music that's hung on here on Sounds of Praise. Some of them going back 3-4 years, but they're still tops hit with us. And so therefore, we want to share them with you. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way back next Sunday sometime around 4 o'clock with another edition of a Brown perspective on sports. Hopefully, we'll be celebrating another championship for the New England Patriots. How about that, sports fans? Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.